International Broadcasting.
Yeshua, Messiah, righteous Yeshua, Messiah, holy Yeshua, Messiah, almighty Yeshua, hallelujah.
Cursed be the one who does Yahweh's work negligently, and cursed be the one who restrains his sword from blood. You can also back this up if you want to go to Psalm 148. We won't read it now, but it'll tell you what is the duty and honor of all his saints. Praise Yahweh, if his truth be known. No, you don't have to feel guilty for that desire within your bosom to protect your family. It's your right, it comes from Yahweh, and in certain cases it's even your duty. I'd like to read another verse here real quick so we can get on to my guest. In Habakkuk chapter 1, verse 2. How long, O Yahweh, will I call for help, and thou wilt not hear? I cry out to thee, violence, yet thou dost not save. Why dost thou make me see iniquity, and cause me to look on wickedness? Yes, destruction and violence are before me, strife exists, and contentions arise. Therefore the law is ignored, and justice is never upheld. For the wicked surround the righteous, therefore justice comes out perverted. Now, stop and think for a minute about that verse, those few verses right there. Does that not sound like our country today? And in fact, many of the countries where his Jacob Israel people have settled, it's very apropos, folks. We've got violence, we've got all sorts of perversion all around us. Now, if you're a thinking person, you're going to say, why? Why, just like Habakkuk says here, is he not answering our prayers? Well, we're not going to go there now, but if you take your time to go to Deuteronomy chapter 28 and 29, read the blessings and the curses. You know, Christianity is going to tell you that Yahweh is all-forgiving and unconditionally loves you. Well, that's just not so. He's all-loving, all right, but he has conditions. And if you read chapters 28 and 29, it's a good start, because the whole book is going to tell you those conditions. If you obey his laws, statutes, and commandments, yes, you're going to get all manner of blessings. But don't expect them if you disobey his law. Yeshua, when he came here in a flesh body, told us that if you love me, obey my commandments. Very simple, folks. Obedience. You want the blessings, then you'd better have obedience. I've gotten some messages over the last couple of days. It's just incredible some of the things going on in America. I guess today now there was a report that they're finding these children in pre-high school committing oral sex. So now we've got rape, murder, violence, kidnapping, corruption, and now oral sex. In another message I got, clear down at the preschool level in the daycare center, they're teaching political correctness on the multicultural issue. This stuff has got to end. We have over 100,000 children a year disappearing, never to be found again. We have over 300,000 people being killed, and I did say killed, in our hospitals due to malpractice every year. 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Now, there's no man or man-made institution on this earth that's going to save us, folks. It's a simple matter of repent or perish. It's from our Father. He is our only source of salvation, so get it straight. Also, another message on my desk here. I'll speed this up. We'll get to the guest here real soon. I'll read it straight from the message. Dear citizens, patriots, militia, veterans, etc., please buy all your guns and ammunition before October or forever regret it. Buy extra ammunition even for guns you don't own, because you can use it for trading and barter for the items you really need, such as food and survival supplies. That was an Ernst Weil message out to our folks. Wake up. Read the signs of the times. Another news item real quick is that the Waco lies are unraveling like crazy, and the deceptions of our enemies are being revealed. Now is the time to see what will we do about it. I'd like to welcome all our brethren around the globe in Yahshua Messiah. And also I want to ask if you are interested in Waco, since we mentioned it. There's a very good website by a very courageous woman there, and she's got a lot of good information. If you go to www.waco.org, Public Action, PUBLIC, ACTION.com. That's www.publicaction.com. She's got all the information about the atrocities committed at Waco, and it's a sickening thing, folks. All right, now, by way of introduction of my guest, I'm going to read some publisher's notes from his publication. And my guest tonight is none other than Dr. William Donald Kelly from Kansas State. And the introduction is as such. Public demand for information about Mr. William Donald Kelly, imaginative approach to cancer and other health problems has reached proportions sufficient to warrant a further offering of his views and findings. It is interesting to note that most of Dr. Kelly's professional life, he was attacked and discredited by all areas of medical, legal, and political establishments around the world. Now, 32 years later, many of these same medical establishment members from Park Avenue in New York to Los Angeles, California, use Dr. Kelly as an authority figure to justify their alternative health procedures. Creating health has been the life's work of Dr. Kelly. With degrees from Alabama and the University of West Virginia in dentistry, orthodontics, chemistry, education, physiology, and with a strong background in holistic healing programs that have been so successful that his patients, most of whom were suffering from degenerative diseases such as cancer, heart disease, allergies, and arthritis. Formerly an orthodontist, Dr. Kelly is a metabolic researcher and the creator of four of holistic medicine's most advanced concepts: non-specific metabolic therapy, the science of optimum health, metabolic ecology, and metabolic typing, a concept Linda Clark of the prestigious Price Pottinger Foundation calls, quote, the most important nutritional discovery in the last 150 years. So at this time, Dr. Kelly, are you there?
I'm here. Thank you for having me on your program.
Well, you're certainly welcome, sir, and it's my honor to have you here. And without further ado, sir, if you would, just present the information you wanted to bring us tonight.
Well, I would like to tell you a little bit about cancer. Of all the major degenerative disease conditions in our society, cancer is the easiest to properly treat and cure. And when I say cure, you can't say that unless you're talking about a legal cure, which means a person who's been diagnosed with cancer is free of cancer 5 years after diagnosis. And it is so simple that it makes one shudder to think of the torture and murder that goes on in our medical communities, both alternative and orthodox, that destroys the life of our people. And I think that as a watchman on the tower, you are doing a most excellent job of warning our people about so many things, and cancer is so easy to properly treat that I appreciate the opportunity to make these statements before your audience.
Certainly.
I would like to make a couple of statements. There's not one doctor in the entire world today that treats cancer. First of all, they don't know what cancer is. Second of all, it's against the law. And third of all, it's against their pocketbook. And the medical community, both alternative and orthodox, are permitted to treat malignant tumor masses and one's pocketbook, but they're never, ever allowed to treat cancer. And that's unfortunate. And before I forget it, I would like to, about an hour and a half ago, our publisher called me and said if on this radio program tonight that she would, Bonnie, would give anyone that called in her number an audio tape of two lectures I made in April and a booklet that I wrote in May of this year explaining what cancer really is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's important that we should know this. Less than a year ago, our fellows at the crooks at the front office in Washington, D.C. has made the announcement that one out of every two men in the United States today have cancer. They also made the announcement last November that two out of three women have cancer right now today. And whenever in 1901 there was probably one out of maybe 25 that had cancer, whenever I had terminal cancer in 1963, we had one out of five people that would get cancer within their lifetime. And it's progressively getting worse, but as President Roosevelt said, everything is planned, and the enemy within our own country has planned this, and it's very interesting how deceptive they are and how they've managed to promote the incidence of cancer in our society and other diseases also, but cancer is the easiest of all of them to properly treat. And unfortunately, the doctors are not permitted to treat cancer. But our publisher said if you would call her and leave your name and address and zip code, she would send you a tape, audio tape of the two lectures I made in April, a booklet of that I wrote in May, and three newsletters, or two or three newsletters that explain a lot about cancer and what you can do yourself to accomplish a proper cure and be free of cancer for your, the rest of your life.
Well, Dr. Kelly, at any time you want to advertise anything for yourself or the publisher, feel free to do so.
Well, this publisher, I was shocked that she would do this. Her number is 800-651-7080, 800-651-7080, and you'll have to leave your name and address on the answering machine if it comes on, because they cannot have, they don't have the personnel to call you back, so you just leave your name and address and they'll get it to you within 2 weeks. So, we appreciate that, and I was shocked that it makes that opportunity for your listeners.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dr. Kelly, don't you think people should wake up? I mean, we spend more money for hospitals and medical care and insurances than ever in our history, and yet our people are sicker than ever.
Well, like the Jew Roosevelt said, it's planned that way, and it's to make money and to murder both. They have two objectives in mind. One is murder and one is plunder. And they've always said that ever since Cain, and it's still their main desire for existence, and it's in their gene pool. Like the kangaroo hops, he can't tiptoe, and unfortunately the enemy can't do anything but plunder and murder and deceive. They're most excellent in deception and plunder. And we have to admit that, and we have to face the facts, and they don't like to for us to say it, and I'm sure they don't like for you to keep exposing the truth, but you're going to be held responsible, and I am too if we don't.
Absolutely. Well, I believe personally that this is a move of Yahweh at this time to expose them for what they're doing.
I certainly hope so, because it's quite wicked and lawless, according to God's laws, that what they're doing is absolutely unacceptable to any decent human being. And if it was difficult for to treat cancer and heart disease and so forth, that would be one thing. But when it's so easy to do, it's unfortunate. On our program, we've had a study where we has been conducted under the authorization of the Memorial Sloan Kettering Hospital Cancer Research Center in New York, and the study first came up with a 93% cure rate of all types of cancer, but that's after the doctors tell the people to go home and die. we have a little better cure rate, maybe as much as 97% if the person is diagnosed and decides to do something for himself. We can go up to about 97% cure rate, except for pancreatic cancer. And the study that was conducted at that time was so that I had a 100% cure rate for pancreatic cancer. And that's, no one has ever in the medical community had a patient live the 5 years, except the ones that were on our program. And I did lose one pancreatic cancer case 11 years after his diagnosis, but he was free of cancer, but he died of Alzheimer's disease. So cancer is so simple to treat, it's unfortunate. And everybody knows someone that has cancer, and they really should get this information, especially since they're giving it to you free. You should get it and pass it to your friends or have your friends call the 800 number and get it for themselves.
Well, certainly, you know, Yahweh did not expect us to have a life of however many years he grants us to be in misery and in sick and constantly gone to the doctor. The book is full of the commandments and his suggestions, or not suggestions, I should say, but what he desired for us to do to keep our bodies healthy. And I just don't understand why people find it so hard to just admit that his way is the right way, and that's what you're doing. I've read some of the material you sent to me, and obviously your heart is of gold and as big as a boulder. I mean, you have a love for your people, and you want to do what's right and get the truth out there, because he said not only is the truth going to set you free, but it's the only thing that's going to help you. You know, misinformation doesn't do you a bit of good.
That's correct. We must, there's only two physicians, the Almighty and your own body. And a doctor can't go home and take your medicine for you and then give you a blood transfusion every day and then pay you for taking a blood transfusion. They just don't do that, and they couldn't if they wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
Much as I'd like to help people, I can't do it for them. No one can do it for you except yourself. If you were a diabetic, you would have to monitor your blood sugar and take your insulin. The doctor could give you a prescription for insulin, but he's certainly not going to go home with you and check your blood sugar level four times a day and then give you an insulin shot, because you can do that all yourself. And the same way with cancer, you have to do it yourself, because if you don't, it won't get done. But first of all, because it's absolutely against the law for a doctor to treat cancer. The establishment is so twisted and destroyed the truth that a physician is not permitted by law to actually treat a cancer patient. And
that's incredible.
It is.
Absolutely incredible.
That, and the cancer part of our degenerative disease is $100 billion, or actually it's probably almost $200 billion now, a year for the establishment. And of course, they're not going to permit any authorized cure for such a simple disease, as long as they can produce that kind of wealth for themselves. So,
here we go with the love of money again. Is the root of all evil.
It sure is.
Hey, Dr. Kelly, if you would, just hang on the line there for a bit. We're going to go to a break here in about 3 minutes.
Okay.
In the meantime, I'd like to let everybody know that this is by Yahweh's design. Tonight's episode is Health by Yahweh's Design, Part 2, Cancer, What You Always Wanted to Know But Were Afraid to Ask. My guest tonight is Dr. William Donald Kelly, who has his credentials I read at the beginning of the program are outstanding. If you stay tuned after the break here, you're going to get a bunch more good information. The number to call in after the break is 1-800-349-1061. Again, that is 1-800-349-1061. That's a toll-free number, so feel free to call in and ask a question or two. We certainly enjoy hearing from the people. I would also like to remind everybody that that the courageous work of the people of Republic Radio International is making this possible. If you feel so led, please keep them in your prayers and also send a donation. Their address is as follows. Republic Radio International, P.O. Box 281, Augusta, A-U-G, U-S-T-A, Michigan, 49012. Again, that is P.O. Box 281, Augusta, Michigan, 49012. I would also like to real quick throw in here, if you would like to get some supplies to help out with Y2K or whatever, go to www.lastoutpost, all one word, lastoutpost.com. www.lastoutpost.com. And we're going to take a few minutes for a break here, and stay tuned, and we'll be right back with you.
Now there is a low-cost alternative to high-priced auto insurance. Puget Sound Agricultural Society is a not-for-profit organization collectively providing liability protection at a very low price. As a member, you contribute $250 for each vehicle enrolled. This is not an annual contribution. You pay only once. You receive a certificate showing financial responsibility. If your car is involved in an accident, your liability costs are shared equally among the program members. Please note, this is not an insurance policy. It is a low-cost alternative. Damage to your own car is not included. Take responsibility for your actions. Join Puget Sound Agricultural Society today. A PIN membership of $500 may be paid over 10 months. Call 530-795-1776. That's 530-795-1776, or visit our website at www.psasl.org.
Medical Corps is making available potassium iodate. Potassium iodate could save your life in a nuclear attack. Potassium iodate will saturate your thyroid gland, making it impossible for radioactive iodine to be absorbed by your thyroid. Potassium iodate has an indefinite shelf life. A one event, one person, 2 month supply will be sent to you for $16.95. Send $16.95 to Republic Radio, Post Office Box 281, Augusta, Michigan, 49012. This is Republic Radio International, broadcasting on Galaxy 7, transponder 14, 7.71 wideband audio, and on shortwave, FM, and AM transmitters around the world. We thank you for listening. Welcome back to By Yahweh's Design with Pastor Dan. Now here's Pastor Dan.
Well, welcome back. And tonight's program, Cancer, what you always wanted to know but were afraid to ask. My special guest tonight is Dr. William Donald Kelly from the state of Kansas, who spent his entire life in research and trying to help people be cured, not just bandaged up, but actually be cured of many of the degenerative diseases that Yahweh said by his design he would allow to be healed if you'll just follow his directions. And again, he has devoted his life to this, and I welcome him back to the program. And Dr. Kelly, if you'd like to continue, just a second, let me give the phone number here to the folks again. The phone lines are open, and the phone number is 1-800-349-1061. Dr. Kelly?
Yes, sir.
Continue on.
Okay, we have developed a little self-evaluation so that you can do it yourself. That's one of the frightening questions you want to ask, and is, do I have cancer?
Mm-hmm.
And it's also very simple to determine that. Actually, cancer is nothing more than the failure of your pancreas to produce adequate pancreatic enzymes and to your body to deliver them to the side of defective cells, bruises, worn-out blood cells, and worn-out normal cells. And you can do this test yourself by getting the enzymes listed in the book that we wrote. Is on page 16. It's called One Answer to Cancer, 1999. We published it earlier this year. It is quite simple to tell whether you actually have cancer or not. Everybody has cancer every day, and your body produces pancreatin, and the pancreatin goes skipping through all the nooks and crannies of our bodies and attacks these cancer cells and digests them. And then your white blood cells come in and pick up this digested goopy mess and carry it to your liver and your kidneys. And then you eliminate it from the body, and this happens every day in everybody, but whenever your pancreas fails, well, then you start developing these little tumor cells start growing, and they become malignant tumor masses, which the doctors in error calls cancer. And it's not cancer, it's just a malignant tumor mass. It's like if you were a diabetic and you had a gangrenous leg and the doctor sawed it off and threw it away, and he's not treating diabetes, and if he gives you insulin, he's not treating diabetes, and you have to do it yourself. You have to do your own treatment. The same with cancer. You have to take your pancreas in if your pancreas fails. Generally, a person's pancreas fails to produce adequate enzymes. It can be from virus or planned destruction by our government and our establishment, or it can be failed from just wearing out, or the other failure is one of the most common is we have a very poor diet and we eat all the wrong things.
Mm-hmm.
And we eat too much protein, and the pancreas just cannot produce enough enzymes to digest all the proteins and keep your body free of malignant tumor cells. And so essentially we want people to be preventive and never have cancer, or say, as the doctors in error described it, malignant tumor masses. I was diagnosed in 1963 or thereabouts with terminal pancreatic cancer, and they gave me a couple of months to live if I was lucky. And I was more than lucky. I was blessed by the doctors said I was too sick to do anything for me, to do surgery or radiation or chemotherapy. I was too far gone. And that was one of the nicest blessings Yahweh has ever given me. The other one was total abject poverty. And during all the attack from the enemy, I was forced to live out of a dumpster for about 5 years. So I've had a lot of good experiences, but one of the nice things about being in total abject poverty is you don't have any of the enemy running around trying to fleece you or trying to plunder you, because you don't have anything to plunder. And I just thank Yahweh every day for being poverty-stricken and penniless. And it's the greatest blessing that at one time or many times I've had a lot of economic blessings, and there's always a cure to even halfway protect yourself from the enemy if you have anything, because they're going to take it, and they're like cockroaches. You can't get rid of them, and it's unfortunate.
That's exactly. They're leeches.
That's right.
They're leeches. Dr. Kelly, real quick, your publication, One Answer to Cancer?
Yes.
How do people obtain a copy of that?
You can obtain it from this 800 number from the publisher.
Okay.
And that number is, let's see what I say, 800-651-7080. And it's a very edited book. I've wrote most part of it, and we had a co-authors for it, and we've had it's been in publication since 1967, and I've updated it every 3 or 4 years, and all the alternative people, the various alternative organizations, have used it and sold it and photocopied it and used my name in vain, which is wonderful as it helps people.
Dr. Kelly, in your research and developing of the book and your paradigm treatment, etc., have you found any correlation to the people that obey his food laws versus those that get cancer?
Well, yes. The people that eat, of course, if you eat pork and so forth, it's too much difficult to digest, and it exhausts your pancreas to make enough pancreatin to digest it properly. Also, we've, Yahweh, through Holy Spirit, has given me a system by which you can diagnose whether you're a meat eater or whether you're not. And unfortunately, there's a lot of vegetarians that, self-proclaimed vegetarians, that are really meat eaters, and it's unfortunate. I know we've had a lot of Seventh-day Adventist people that are so religiously oriented to eat no meat at all, and once they get cancer, they're gone because they refuse to take the enzymes that are necessary because they're made from animal products, made from animals, and so they rapidly expire because once their pancreas fails to the point that they can't digest their food, the cancer grows quite rapidly.
Well, the people that are saying don't eat meat, aren't they in violation of the law in a sense? Because the scripture talks of the eating of animal flesh if it's prepared correctly and it's clean food.
Right. That's a gross error. But the enemy also does not only with eating, but also with the clothes we wear. You can't even, if you have to work like heck and pay 3 times the price if you buy any clothes that are not a mixture of synthetic and cotton or synthetic and linen and so forth. And it's another one of God's laws.
Yeah, we weren't supposed to mix them.
Nope. There's a very few places you can get pure fibers, pure silk, pure cotton, pure linen, and you're not supposed to mix them, and there's some reason for that. And I don't think anybody's really touched into it, but I'm sure that it has to do with the electromagnetic field around us, and if we don't follow it, it hastens our demise, I'm sure.
Absolutely. I know since I came to the knowledge of who's who and this truth that the family has switched over to all natural fibers. I don't know how pure they are because I'm not at the factory where they make them, unfortunately, but all cotton clothing, all natural fibers.
Right.
And I'm here to tell you it's much more comfortable.
Yes.
You can feel the difference.
That's right. And we've got the rules, but we don't obey them. And to our own detriment.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, I have to wonder about some people when they say they believe, and then they go out and violate the rules. How can you say you believe something if you don't put it into effect in your life?
Well, it's unfortunate that we are so badly deceived and brainwashed, and the enemy is so clever at deception that it's almost impossible to, you really have to study the scriptures constantly to be able to stay on top of it.
Right. Dr. Kelly, we've got a caller on the line. Is Paul from Maryland? What's the program, Paul?
I'm just fine. I might tell you that I too believe in the Israel identity thing. In fact, I belong to perhaps the only church in our city that with the whose pastor believes in the same thing. Can I mention his name on the air?
It's okay with us.
Robert Woodworth. Have anybody ever heard of that name?
No, I have not.
Well, we put it anyway. Anyway, I've been enjoying the program, and in fact, I've been going to his church for 13 years. I got a question for Dr. Kelly. Can you hear me, Doctor?
Yes, sir.
Okay, about 25 or 30 years ago, I was reading in an article in a magazine. I don't recall the name of the magazine or the article, but it told about a lady up in northern Canada who had prepared some concoction, some plants, and she called it Essiac, E-S-E-A-K. Have you ever heard of that?
Yes.
For cancer treatment?
Yes, it's used. All successes and all failures of cancer therapy are covered by a paradigm. And Essiac has a lot of minerals and a lot of things in it that we don't even know what's in it that stimulate the pancreas.
I know, it was a secret. It was a secret involved. It was not, you would not give it out.
Right. Well, it's the enemy attacks so violently that it's a wonder that it's, and it is still available.
Well,
and it is helpful, but all the orthodox and unorthodox therapies, the most that any of them can come up with is success rate is 31%, and that is probably the Gerson program, and also the some of the total ones that give detoxification procedures and enzymes and diet.
Okay,
I had to change phones here. Hello.
Hello?
You still on the line?
All right, yeah. That's all I've got to say, and I enjoy the show, and I'll let someone else take over. So okay. You all take care, and Yahweh be with everybody who's listening, and you all do.
Okay, Yahweh bless you all, and pass on the good words to the folks out there where you're at there in Maryland.
Will do.
Okay, thanks for calling. There's it seems like a lot of people have different methods, Dr. Kelly, to try to help our people out, and like you said, if you notice, it's all natural. It's a natural thing, as it says in Ezekiel chapter 47, and the fruit will be for food and their leaves for healing.
Right.
And the enemy can't stand that, because how do you patent a tree with leaves or an herb that grows out in the wild in the woods? And that is where your potent medicines are to actually heal the body and cure it, rather than just bandage you so you go home and then you're back within a month just as sick as before, maybe sicker, and buying more of their cut, burn, and poison methods of so-called treatment, and really you never get healed.
Well, I have a saying that if it's badly infected or bleeding or broken, you run to your doctor as quick as you can, but if it's anything else, you better run away as fast as you can.
Well, as a little boy growing up, it was always prevention was the best medicine.
Right.
And we practice that as best we can, and I wish more people would come on board with these truths, because as you walk the streets, I travel in my profession a lot, and you walk the streets, especially on the eastern seaboard and in the major metropolitan areas, and you walk amongst the people, they just don't look right. I mean, you know, it's nothing against them as people. It's just that there isn't that glow about people nowadays. I mean, when I was a boy, it seemed like people were just healthier. There was a glow about them, that twinkle in the eye, so to speak. There was life in them. And today, it's they're almost like automatons or robots walking around, and they just look sick.
Well, they are sick, and this was caused deliberately planned. Actually, the federal government came to me, and I was a senior in dental school, and offered me the position, and said, Dr. Kelly, you're the only one that's of the right age that has 6 degrees and all these things you need, and we'll make you commissar of all dental education in the United States. And
whoa.
I said, what's the catch? And they said, well, there's no catch. We just want to put a dentist and never grade school in the country. And I said, come on, what's the catch? And they said, well, we want to train them in 2 years, and you've got so many degrees in education and everything. Why, you can do that. And I said, I could do that, but dentists don't know anything in 4 years. How do you expect me to train them in 2 years? And I said, what is the catch? And they said, well, we want to put fluoride in our, and use our dentists to promote the fluoride that we need in our society. And I nearly came unglued, because I said, even a high school chemistry student would know that fluoride is the most deadly poison to the human being that you can get. And they said, oh, well, no, it isn't. It's a little bit doesn't hurt you at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I made the prediction then in 1952 or 3. I said, the next generation of people will be 6 inches taller than the current generation because of the fluoride, if you put it in our civilization, our society, because it'll destroy the thyroid, it will cause the pituitary to function desperately and overproduce to compensate for the thyroid, and you'll get taller people, and also you'll get obesity, and you can't even look out any window in your house without seeing great obesity in our civilization.
Oh, absolutely. And it's kind of funny, we used to have a joke about that, it must be in the water, and here all along it was.
It was in the water, and they used the dentist as a front to promote it, and they wanted me to do it, and I got through.
Dr. Kelly, I'd also heard that fluoride tends to make people more docile, more easily manipulated. Do you have anything on that?
Yes, I have data to support that. At the time that they offered me the job as chief commissar of all dental education in the United States, I didn't know what their real purpose was, but the enemy from the IT Farben company during before Hitler's time, it found out that if you use a little fluoride, it would destroy a part of the brain in the back of the head that makes you resistant to brainwashing and lowers your moral standards and that sort of thing. And that was a real objective and a real purpose. And the obesity and the height and the distorted growth pattern that we have is just part of the side effects that they weren't interested in. But they do want to, and that's what Hitler used to get everybody as a zombie in his Third Reich. And that's what we have here in the United States. We've been brainwashed even worse than Hitler brainwashed his people. And we have data to support that.
That's incredible.
Yes.
I've even noticed that, chlorine is also not good for you.
Yes,
they put it in water, and I was in Philadelphia not long ago, and there was a big billboard by the freeway, and it was even saying something. There was a new product, of course, who's selling it,
yes.
And a new product to replace chlorine. And it's like now, after all these years of pumping it into our veins, they're going to come out and tell you that they admit that it's bad for you. And these same people that produce the chlorine are going to sell you the new product that's supposed to be safe for you to be able to swim in it, et cetera. It never ends. It's like, how much deception and lying are our people going to take before they get upset enough to do anything? William Bennett of the, I think he was of the, I can't remember if it was Reagan or whoever, but he was part of the D.C. crowd there for a while. He wrote a book, The Death of Outrage. I don't know if you've heard of it, but, it's apropos.
Yes.
People just don't see. I mean, we've got killings, we've got things going on in this world that are just out, that's just beyond belief. And yet, it's hard to find people who want to get outraged by it.
Yes, and it's planned that way. But chlorine has been, it also replaces the iodine in the thyroid and causes this destruction of the will to resist brainwashing. And we we've had that for a long time, even, but it's not as quite as effective as the fluoride.
Well, I'd like to have your opinion of what would be a good first step for anybody out there listening tonight who says, I'm going to make a change in my life. As a first step to getting back to good health, and if they got cancer, maybe lessening the effects of it or preventing them from getting it to begin with, what would you recommend as a first step?
There's a the first step, of course, is probably to get your water supply with filters and of some kind to have water to eliminate the fluoride and the chlorine from the water supply and use natural water. But in addition to that, the next most important thing would be to get an enzyme, because the food chain is so bad and we're destroying by our government takes aborted fetal tissue and they lace it with their man-made biological gene splitting biological warfare agents, and they inject it into our children and into our people in the form of vaccinations. And they can target, like a homeopathic physician, they can target any gland and organ in the body, and that's where they can predict exactly how many diabetics we will have at a certain 5 or 10 years from now, and how many cancer patients, because they're causing it by these tagging the man-made biological warfare agents from the fetal tissue and then vaccinations and that sort of thing, that we're being attacked from all directions.
It sounds diabolical to me.
Well,
real quick here, let me interrupt. In view of the fact you said there was water is one of the key ingredients, and I certainly agree. Let me put a little plug in here for Salt Box Herbs.
Yes.
That's Salt Box Herbs, 300 Point Street, P-O-I-N-T, Point Street, Saltburg, S-A-L-T-B-U-R-G, Pennsylvania, 15681. And you can call them at area code 724-639-9607. They carry a couple different water filtration systems that I have used, and I highly recommend them. And give them a call. They can consult you and give you some good tips on water purification.
That's right. And there's more. Well, I think that we have to. I just met an Iranian man the other day, actually a Filipino man that came to his wife had breast cancer, is doing quite well on our program, and he was telling me about there was an Iranian doctor that was Shah's personal physician before the communists took over the Iran, and this doctor was scheduled to be executed, and they threw him in jail, and as soon as Shah left for Sloan Kettering to be murdered there. And they had this doctor in jail and under the execution, and the only treatment he had available to him was water. And he started a research project, and people from all the other prisoners came in, and he just kept giving them water, 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 more water, and he cleaned out the debris in their body, and they started getting better and better. And after several months, the prison authorities called him and said, you've been working on these people, and we see that you're concerned and true like, and we're commuting your sentence of death, and you're free to go now. And he said, oh, no, no, no. He said, I've got to finish my research project. And there's all kinds of diseases that he cured with just water. And just getting the debris out of the body by water, then the body could function properly.
Yep.
And it was the heart attacks and cancer and everything else.
A good first step. I hate to cut you off, Dr. Kelly, but we got less than a minute to go.
Okay.
So I want to thank you very much for being on, and we'll have to arrange for you to come back on. Would you
cancer, you're helping anybody that has it or anybody that has a health problem.
Well, Yahweh bless you, and thank you for the information you gave us tonight.
All right, thank you.
All righty. And ladies and gentlemen, this is By Yahweh's Design on Republic Radio International. Take care, and Yahweh bless.
The world now awaken by His own grace. We walk into His light. The empty cross, the sign of our redemption. He died for us, that others we may show. Before His Father, show His children live eternal. The Father's Son has washed as white as snow. Almighty God, the Father rules in heaven. Almighty God, the Son is here on earth. No man could hear your brand new liberty or freedom. But Christ will hear, He hears the session bell. Rise up and fight. On earth He gave us power.